Corona update, number 9, May 4th, 2020. This short extra episode is just an update on the pandemic in my area and its impact. I live in a suburb of New York City on Long Island and work the overnight shift at JFK Airport, which is located in the borough of Queens, New York. I'm employed by the federal government and considered a first responder, so the travel ban doesn't apply to me as far as work goes. I detect a bit of optimism in the air as the infection, hospitalization, and death rates for COVID-19 have been declining in the state of New York. People are beginning to believe that the May 15th date for the lifting of the shelter-in-place order will actually happen. A look at the latest data shows that the curve has not been flattening here on Long Island. The death rate is still increasing with a total of 3,546 so far on Long Island. While parts of New York might open on the 15th, I believe those areas will be upstate, not the city and its close suburbs. The weather has been much warmer and I have noticed more people out and about, many not wearing masks. I believe this to be the reason for the local increases. I have also noticed many more motor vehicles on the road lately, which is a sign that people are on the move. News outlets are warning of a second wave of the pandemic, which will likely hit in the fall, but people don't seem to be concerned as they are eager to get back to some degree of normalcy. I do not think there will be any normalcy until a treatment and a vaccine are available. Food stores still have shortages, but I was excited to be able to purchase a couple of boxes of pasta on my last shopping trip. There were only 5 boxes stocked on the shelf. Toilet paper, paper towels, sanitizer, and disinfecting cleaning supplies are routinely sold out. Many meat products are also in short supply. I was unable to find any boneless chicken breast or ground beef. So far in the town where I live, there has been 5,968 cases of COVID-19. Other data is not made available anymore by the local government. I'll update as needed. Be safe and stay well. And please don't get down with the sickness.